This episode is an intro to components. A component in Angular is a TypeScript class that controls a part of the screen referred to as a view. Think of views as portions of the screen that have one purpose. Go to a website and decide how you would divide the UI into portions that focus on one purpose. For example, the header at the top of the screen could be controlled by one component because its sole purpose is to display the menu options, or the left navigation menu could be controlled by another component because its sole purpose is to display the topics available. Because these components are just plain old TypeScript classes, you as a developer can control what gets displayed and how it interacts with the user via code. Examine a component. Some notable code you should see is an import statement, class declaration, properties, constructor, parameter properties, methods, type annotation syntax. The component code does not call framework code. The framework code calls my component code. Metadata helps link the component code in a way that Angular can call it. So let's talk about TypeScript decorators. TypeScript has another syntax feature called decorators. Decorators can annotate or modify classes and class members, offering a meta programming syntax for class declarations and members. Decorators are really useful when wanting to describe what type of a class it is and provide attributes about it without adding more to the class code. Decorators provide a way to describe code, and we use them to describe a class. Angular looks for special decorators named @component on classes to identify which class should be treated as a component by the framework. Examine an example of a @component decorator. Notable configuration data include @component, selector, template URL, style URLs. Once the component is declared inside the @component decorator, we need to add it inside the declarations array in the @ng_model decorator so that that component can be used in the app. The easiest way to display the component is to nest that custom tag inside the app root component. Simply find the HTML file and a suitable place to add it. In order to create components faster, use the Angular CLI to create new components. The Angular CLI provides several commands. A very useful command is the ng-generate command. This command generates and/or modifies files based on a schematic. Schematics in Angular are simply more fine-grained command options that help accomplish a task. There's probably more schematics for the ng-generate command than you will use, but the one we'll focus on in this unit is the component schematic. To generate or create a new component, simply add the name of your component to the end of the following command: ng-generate component. Because you will probably type this quite a few times in a project, they have created aliases or shortcuts to this command schematic combination. The shortcut looks like this: ng-g-c. So this command, ng-g-c test with the dry flag equaling true, will create a test component.css file, a test.component.html file, a test.component.spec.ts file, test.component.ts file, and update the app.module.ts file. The dry run flag means no changes were made. Some of the advantages of using this ng-g-c command are that it generates a lot of files with boilerplate code. This is code that you would otherwise need to type in yourself that repeats over and over from component to component, so you don't have to do it manually. The second benefit is it automatically includes the component in the declarations array of the module, so it's ready to be used. Another benefit, names files appropriately using Angular naming conventions. These benefits should be convincing enough to make developers want to use this command. If you have many components related to authentication and others related to the dashboard or whatever component or feature, you can add the folder name in front of the component name and Angular will create that folder for you in order to organize components better. There are options that can come in handy when running the command. Make sure you visit the component schematic official documentation to learn more about them.